In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps a $5 minimum balance required.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. And now, it's time for a Deep South legend that's been keeping it real here in Atlanta for over two decades. It's the Buck Ballou Show, only on The Fan.
The Fan Studios. You got the Buck Ballou Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. Streaming at 680thefan.com. Get that Fan mobile app. You hadn't gotten it by now? What are you doing? It's driven by Beaver Toyota of Cumming. Beaver Direct, fastest and easiest way to shop online for your next vehicle. Let them wow you at Beaver. Up and coming. Back from Augusta. And a visit to the National. Hello, friends. As the cool people say, the National, man. I'm still waiting to play the National. I mean, I'm to the point now, I don't think I'm going to ever play the National. It's on the bucket list, but at this point in time, I don't think I'm going to get there. You know, recently I had a phone call from a very influential, legendary gentleman from this part of the country that up, and he said, Buck, I understand you're friends with Matt Ryan. I need to contact him about an opportunity to play the National. And I was thinking, let me get this straight. So you want me to put you in contact with Matt Ryan to go play Augusta National, and you didn't bring me up? I'm not going to play? DT, would you pass along the message to Matt Ryan if it was that, if that was the situation? You're not involved in playing, but can you get somebody else to play?
Oh, I don't know. You hope you get that one paid forward. You do the favor. You scratch your back, you scratch mine. But I mean, you're not the only person that wants to play Augusta National that probably never will. You can throw me on that list as well.
You think Stetson Bennett's going to play?
Hey, who knows? You guys won a natties at the University of Georgia. That's something, right?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm just going to hold out hope that it'll happen at some point in time.
Keep your fingers crossed.
I just hope I'm not too old to walk the course.
No.
Hit the driver. Bomb it.
Now, you might not have the length to play from the tournament tees, but you can play from the members' tees.
I want to play from the tournament tees, man.
That's going to be a long trek.
Great trip over there yesterday, by the way, if you were wondering. I tell you, Club Magnolia, if you're looking to get the VIP treatment at the biggest golf tournament in the world, don't hesitate. Go to clubmagnolia.com. They treat ice cold stew like he was Tiger Woods over there yesterday.
I did see some social media drops. You and Stu look like y'all are having a ball. Looking good, too.
Yeah, so that was fun. And then I immediately made my way over to the National.
The National.
And walked in after about a 10-mile journey.
Hello, friends.
Got a good exercise day in with the walking and the walking and the walking and the walking. And then finally was able to make it inside the National. And I had some people hit me up to visit the merchandise building. Road dog.
That's a popular favor to ask for, yeah.
And so I go immediately. I say, I'll do that first. Audrey's hitting me up saying, Dad, how about this Augusta National hat, a pink hat for my daughter? And Road Dog wanted a pin flag. So I go over there immediately, right out of the gate, man. First thing I do, go to that merchandise building. And I see the line, and it's really hard to judge how long the line is. So I go to the end of the line, and there's a security guard there, and I said, sir.
I'm Buck Ballou.
Did you drop that first? No.
At this point in the line, how long is the wait? And he said, an hour. And I said, see you later. Audrey didn't get the hat. Road Dog didn't get the pin flag. But I had four or five at the house.
I was going to say, I saw a flag out there.
Yeah, it was like four or five from years gone by.
You so still hooked up the Road Dog.
Brought one of those in, and I was hoping Road Dog wouldn't say, well, I wanted one with the with the year on it.
I am very thankful for the gift. Thank you very much for the effort and the gift. Because I understand how that line can be, no doubt.
I'm sure, especially on a Monday. I stand in line for an hour.
But did you get to see some of the course and get a walk around?
Well, yeah, man, it was awesome. Yes. I went to immediately left the merchandise area, which was right next to the practice area, and hung around the practice area for 15, 20 minutes. And so that was awesome. And I was checking out, let's see, Homa, Schauffele, Chris Kirk were all, I was checking out in the practice area. And then I'm sort of obsessed with the tee shot on 10. I just, if I ever play, I can't wait to get to 10 and hit that tee shot. You got to draw it. It's downhill. That ball's going to roll forever. So I watched 10 and then the approach shots on 18.
What a beautiful venue there up on 18, looking down on the fairway.
On TV, the elevation change.
Yeah, that's steep, right?
It just doesn't do it justice on TV. Now, in person, you realize, oh, my gosh. Tiger's going to have a hard time walking that golf course with that left ankle like it is. And as a added bonus, I saw Harris English, Keegan Bradley, and Justin Rose. Saw him putt out on 18. And so I just happened to be standing right there near the ropes. And here comes Harris English, former Georgia Bulldog.
How about those?
Oh, and he comes walking by and said, go get him, Harris. And he says, are you Buck Ballou? And I said, yeah, you can run, but you can't hide. And we stood there and talked for about 10, 15 minutes, which was really awesome. And Harris English, he was saying, man, I'm so excited to be back. See, you got to qualify to get there. So Harris was really excited about being back. And I said, man, this is Monday. What a great atmosphere out here. I mean, there must have been a 100,000 people, patrons, that were on the grounds. It just seemed that way. It was buzzing, man. And he said, you know, these first couple of days of the week, Monday, Tuesday, are really exciting. And you're able to soak it all in. As a player, you can... get your work in, and you're soaking in the great atmosphere, and you're loving that. But he says on Wednesday, you got to lock it in. You got to put the blinders on, and you got to get serious about playing the best course in the world and the greatest tournament in the world. And you got to start locking in on Wednesday. And then Harris said, man, I hope to see you at a Georgia football game soon. And boy, off he went. That was awesome. Now, I missed the Hank Aaron thing yesterday, all right? And I understand on Friday they brought some Braves gear by for the on-air talent. And so I'm hoping, DT, you're able to secure some of that for me. I can't go home empty-handed.
It better be where I left it. If not, we'll check the security cameras. I think we're in good shape, Buck.
I was thinking about that over at the National yesterday. I was wondering if DT was able to secure some of that free Braves stuff. T-shirt, hat, what'd they bring over here?
I think
here?
It was, the whole kit and caboodle. We'll check it out. I'll fill you in during the break.
All right, right now, let's get to the big take.
Buck's big take.
As a kid growing up in Valdosta, Hank Aaron was my favorite ball player. My first recollection of Mr. Aaron was in the 1969 postseason when the Braves played the Mets. I was 9. And already in love with the game of baseball, and was totally infatuated with Hammer and Hank. He was my guy playing on my team.
And he was my guy for so many different reasons. Now, in my mind, Hank Aaron, back then, even now, he was the greatest hitter in baseball history. But it went far beyond that. See, I admired Hank as an all-around player. He could run. He could field. He could throw. And one thing I really loved about Hank was, as a fan, is he showed up for work every day ready to play. There were no days off for Hank Aaron. I mean, you didn't tune in on TBS to see the Braves, and you never heard Skip Carey say, well, Hank's got the day off today. Hank was in the lineup. I love that about Aaron. You could count on him being in the lineup. And I just loved how Hank Aaron played the game. Confident. Under control. Smart. Classy. Clutch. Humble. And I watched his every move from 1969 to 1974. Hank was 35 to 40 years old during that time frame. So he was at the end of his career. I was 19 to 14 years old during those six seasons. And my dad, Big Ben Ballou, used to load us up in that station wagon with the wood paneling on the side. And every summer, Big Ben Ballou would load us up, me and my brothers, and occasionally we'd bring a friend along, and he would drive to Atlanta so we could see Mr. Aaron play the game. And when we didn't come up in Valdosta, we watched on TBS and listened on the Braves Radio Network to every single Braves game. And for me, that was the golden era of professional baseball. I admired all those great ball players in the early 70s. Mays and Clemente, Brooks and Frank Robinson, Bench, Rose and Morgan, Kaline and Killebrew, Lou Brock and Willie McCovey, Reggie Jackson, Carlton, Seaver and Vida Blue, Oliva and Carew. But Hammer and Hank was my favorite. And I'll never forget that night, 50 years ago, last night, when he broke Babe Ruth's home run record. Our guy on our team was the new home run king. I was in awe that night. I had so much respect for Aaron the man, who handled the challenges of being a black man in the Deep South in a period of time where race relations were basically awful. Aaron was a role model for anyone paying attention, and I was paying attention. He stood strong and determined, and I admired that so much. I finally got the opportunity to meet Mr. Aaron on February 18th, 2020 in Northport when the Braves named the street leading into the new spring training complex Hank Aaron Way. And it was the thrill of a lifetime. And there's the big take. We better chop it up in a hurry, DT. I went a little long there.
Time to talk Braves. Let's go chopping.
Yeah, what a frustrating loss last night. Blew that 4-0 lead to the stinking sorry Mets. Now, I told you last week I wasn't going to sweat the regular season, and I'm not. But it was still a frustrating loss. I mean, that home plate umpire, he did such a poor job missing balls and strikes, it seemed like for the entire nine innings. And most of those missed calls were going against the home team. I'm just saying. Charlie Morton, my goodness. I mean, how many people were going to walk? So frustrating. We retake the lead in the bottom of the sixth with that Darno RBI double. And then Minter gives it right back with that Nimmo home run. And then we got Pierce Johnson gets the ball in the eighth inning and gives up a two-out, two-run home run. Put the Mets up two. Chavez comes in, gives up an RBI single. Now we're down three. Bottom of the eighth, we get two on and nobody out.
And I was wishing Mr. Aaron was still around to swing the bat. Darno struck out. Kelnick struck out. Acuna was able to draw a walk. And Albies had that bases loaded walk. I mean, the Mets were trying to give it to us at that point in time. Come take it. We're down 8-6.
Then Riley grounds out to end the inning. Still got a shot in the ninth inning. Olsen leads off with a double. Ozuna looked like he was going to tie it up with a bomb, but, that Mets center fielder caught it right at the wall. Harris with an RBI single. Hey, man, we're only down one run. Then Arcia popped up, and Darno hit what looked to be a gapper, but they're playing deep, able to secure the victory, the Mets. Frustrating. Morton 5-plus with 5 walks in the game. Come on, Charlie. Braves pen, I'm not going to be hard on that bullpen. They have not given up much, if anything, so far this season to get the year started. So the fact they gave up 4 runs, I'm not going to sit here and criticize the bullpen for that. But I will say I'm a little concerned about Ronald Acuna Jr. Totally out of sync right now. He's missing pitches in the strike zone that he should be hitting out of the ballpark. What's going on with Ronald Acuna Jr., man? I mean, there's some fastballs in the zone that he's getting a chance to put a big swing on, and he's fouling those pitches back. He's out of sync just a little bit, and I'm sure that they are studying hard behind the scenes to make one little adjustment that will turn him free. Start bombing that thing again. Ronnie doesn't have a home run yet. And he's missing those pitches just by a little bit. 0 for 3 last night, 0 for his last 7, hitting .222 with no home runs. Kevin Seitzer, I'm sure, is staying up late, waking up early, working overtime, studying that video, saying, what can we do with Ronnie? One little adjustment can set him free. I hope it comes soon. And I think the rain's going to hold off here. Looks like it's already breaking up. So 7:20 tonight, you'll hear all the action right here on 680 The Fan, Braves and Mets. We're going to throw Reynaldo Lopez at him. And let me a message to Mr. Lopez. Need to pick the team up with a quality start tonight, please. Come on, man. You can do it, Lopez. Let's get us a win over these lousy, stinking Mets tonight. 7:20 start. Hear all the action on the home of the Braves, 680 The Fan. All right, coming back on the other side, I've got my top 5 Masters picks. DT, I know you're ready for this. I got them ready. I'll give it to you next. You got the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps a $5 minimum balance required.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Good job, DT. You nailed it. Good music, too, bro. Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. Looking for a Braves win tonight. And looking forward to the Masters. It's underway on Thursday.
Got a lot going on. Plus, the 680 Green Card is back. It's the deal of the year, allowing you to play six of the area's best courses for one low price of $249. So you get to play six courses for $249. Wow. Plus, you get a $25 FireMaker Brewing Company gift card. $607 value for just $249. These cards are going to sell out fast. We've got quantity of 200, so it's going to be gone fast. They go on sale this Friday, 9 a.m. So you better jump on it at 680thefan.com. By the way, our Augusta coverage this week and yesterday, man, that was awesome being at Club Magnolia and then going over and watching the practice round. Our 2024 Augusta coverage here on The Fan is brought to you by Club Magnolia. How about that? RBM of Atlanta, Cliggy's Carts, and X-Golf Alpharetta. That is indoor golf there, folks.
The best from the world of golf.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time for Buck Ballou's Top 5.
Yeah, top five today, man. We're going to go with the top five Buck Ballou Show, top five Masters picks. Now,
play
DT.
That man his money.
DT, we're going to eliminate Scottie Scheffler. Because, look, let's be real. And that's what we do on this show. Let's keep it real. It's going to be Scheffler against the field. So we're going to take Scheffler out of the equation. Yes, I'm expecting Scheffler to be there Sunday afternoon, ready to win the Masters. So let's take him out. All right, here would be the Buck Ballou Show top five Masters picks. Brooks Koepka. He bombs the driver. He's an elite iron player. He does a great job with spin control. And at the National, you better have some spin control on those approach shots. Brooks handles the pressure of being in the hunt. He shows up big in majors. Brooks Koepka.
I think you nailed it.
Number one. Number two. I'm going with Will Zalatoris here. That's right. Small sample size at the National. He's only had two appearances at the Masters, but very impressive. He was second place in one of those, runner-up finish, and in the other, finished sixth. So two top tens and two appearances. And he's in form, too. I mean, his golf game is in really good shape, playing at a high level with the exception of the Players. He missed the cut there. But other than that, he's been in the hunt. I think he is really motivated, too, coming off that injury, because he was knocking on the door when his back got hurt. And now he's back. He's motivated, got the game at a high level right now, and he's number nine on the tour in strokes gained approach to greens, which is huge there at the National. I'm going to go Will Zalatoris, top 30 player in the world. Number three. Now, you know I got to go with one of these George Bulldogs. My goodness, I believe we've got six playing in the Masters this year. Got about 12 on tour. I'm going Russell Henley. Henley has had success at Augusta National at the Masters. In fact, he's made six consecutive cuts. He's playing on the weekend every time. And he's got a T4, a T15, a T11. I mean, he's been knocking on the door over there. And his game's in really top form also. Eight top 15s in his last 13 events. So he's making some moolah.
And one of the sweetest swings on tour.
I'm going Russell Henley, number three. Number four, I got Lucas Glover. Listen for a second, all right? Lucas Glover, accurate off the tee, elite iron player. And look, you don't have to be one of the world's best putters to win at Augusta National.
But does he have the distance? Because you do need to be one of the better drivers of the ball at Augusta National.
He's got a major championship pedigree, remember? He won one of these big events.
Oh, yeah. It's been a little while.
He's got that long putter now.
You know.
And that was the only thing holding him back. And taking a look at those fairways yesterday, that ball's rolling. Rolling, rolling, rolling. He's going to get some added distance off the tee with the rolling. Lucas Glover, number four. Number five. Totally under the radar here in the United States. Joaquin Newman.
Okay.
He's won twice this year on the LIV Tour. Yeah, Joaquin Newman, he's won twice on the LIV Tour this year. World-class player that you're probably not very aware of. Look out for Newman, who's a world-class player there. So, top five picks in the Masters. Look, Scottie Scheffler, he's going to be in the mix, right? So, besides Scheffler, Brooks Koepka, Will Zalatoris, Russell Henley, Lucas Glover, Joaquin Newman. Woo!
Bucks Top 5 on 680 The Fan, Atlanta's sports station.
Got some odds, DT?
All right, yeah, Buck. First and foremost, Brooksy and Zalatoris, great picks. And you're actually getting pretty surprisingly good numbers with both of those guys if you're thinking about laying a wager, hopefully a legal wager. Brooks 18-1, which are pretty solid odds, meaning you're a contender. But that's actually a tasty number as I see 18-1. Brooks is going to be right there. I can't believe he can just turn it on for these majors, but he's been doing it his entire career, so he continues to do it.
Yeah, he shows up big in these majors, man.
And Zalatoris, I love that call too. Finally healthy, dealing with the back. And if you really are into Lucas Glover, he's got some of the highest fields or highest odds in the entire field, 300-1. So if you think Lucas can make a run,
that's good money.
That might be worth something for you.
Yeah, he won a major a few years back.
It was a few years ago.
Yeah, he's still got to give him the man credit.
Yeah, you wanted him on that Ryder Cup team. I remember that.
Yeah, I was on his side. I'd say I'm still a little mad at our Ryder Cup captain.
Probably would have been a good call. Yeah,
Zach Johnson, come on, man. He's playing buddy ball. I mean, he's bringing on guys that they're friends with. Are we trying to win or not, Zach? We must not have been trying to win. I'm just saying. The inaugural Braves Golf Classic is coming to the Atlanta Athletic Club Championship Course on May the 6th, and it benefits the Atlanta Braves Foundation. Four-person scramble. Foursomes and sponsorship packages are available right now. You can purchase those or get signed up. Email Braves Foundation at braves.com today. And I'm looking for my invite on that one. Yeah, I'm looking for an invite on that one. Just saying.
Let's find Scotty Mac. What's popping?
You know, it seems like we get some of the sales team.
They're always listening, Buck. They just might not respond. Yeah.
The sales team and some of the suits here at 680 The Fan, they sort of pick and choose on these golf tournaments that come our way. These guys like Gorman and McFarlane, they always seem to get in these events. Well, don't forget about your boy Blue. Your boy Blue! Come on, guys. I think I'm available that day. Don't forget about your boy, Blue. All right, what's popping out there? Trae Young back in the mix. He's been cleared to practice. Practice? Yeah, he's been cleared to practice. Coming off that left pinky surgery, he was injured on February 23rd, got surgery, and now he's been cleared to go out to practice. Hawks were 12-10 without Trey. And boy, DeJounte Murray stepped up. He was averaging 27 points a game in March. With Trey out, Hawks are going to host the Heat tonight. And we are 36-42, holding on to the final play-in spot. We'll be facing off against the Bulls in Chicago in that play-in game. Four games remaining in the regular season. So here's the way I see it. I heard John Michael saying, don't play Trae Young in these four
remaining regular season games. Hold him out until that play-in game. I say I'm going opposite of John Michaels on the locker room show. I'm going to go opposite Michaels. I say play the dude. If he's been cleared to practice, then that tells me he's ready to play. So let's get him on the court. Let's get him reacclimated. Get him back into the speed of the game in these last four games so he's ready to go come play-in time. And I tell you what, if you're not up to speed on how this play-in tournament works, don't feel like the Lone Ranger. All right. So the team seeded 7, 8, 9, and 10 get in the play-in tournament to determine the final two spots in the playoffs. So 7 hosts the 8 team. The winner becomes the 7 seed. The loser will play the winner of the 9 versus 10, the Bulls and the Hawks. And the winner of that game becomes the 8 seed. So that's how it shakes out. But let's play Trae Young in these final four regular season games, even if it's for a little bit, to get him ready to go. All right, so we got the NFL draft coming up in 3 weeks. And Brock Bowers, some news out there on Brock Bowers. The legendary Georgia Bulldog football tight end. I look at him as a big receiver. But apparently, the Indianapolis Colts are looking to trade up and get Bowers. And I hope it doesn't happen. Because the Colts are lousy. And I don't want Brock Bowers, one of the greatest players, to put on that Georgia Bulldog uniform. I don't want him suffering at a place where they're not going to win, being involved with a bad organization. I hope the Colts don't trade up and get Brock Bowers. I'm just saying. The Jets at 10 are another team apparently interested in Bowers. Colts select 15th. So they're looking to move up a little bit to get Bowers. Bowers not going to be around at pick number 15. Jets select at 10. I tell you what, I could see Aaron Rodgers throwing that ball short to intermediate, getting that ball out quickly to Brock Bowers for at least 1 year. But I hope the Jets don't take Bowers. I want to see him go to a winning place. And finally, in what's poppin', Falcons draft. Got a little nugget on that one. Good news for the Falcons. Texas nose tackle Tavondre Sweat has been arrested for DUI. Now, you might be saying, Baloo, how's that good news? Well, look, wait for it. The good news is this. Sweat was looked upon Outland Trophy winner this past year in college football, 350 pounds at the nose tackle spot for Texas. The good news is this. He was projected as a second-round pick. Well, with this DUI, expect him to fall to the third round. And guess what? The Falcons have 2 third-round picks. Isn't that awesome?
Somebody be getting a steal, pardon, if that's the case.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, man, somebody right now is thinking in their car listening to the show saying, Baloo, I mean, this is a bad guy. Well, here's my philosophy on that. You don't want a choir boy playing nose tackle in the National Football League. I mean, you need a mean, unsavory dude that's going to mix it up in the interior defensive line. You don't want a good guy. You want a bad guy in there mixing it up. And don't forget, this is one of the Falcons' biggest remaining needs going into the season, nose tackle. Got to get that thing figured out.
How is Grady Jarrett such a great guy then? Because he's a nasty football player, too, and still such a good guy on the locker room this morning. And
well, I think what the deal is Grady's able to flip the switch on Sunday. We don't play on Monday or Thursday, so Grady's able to just flip that script on
Sunday and turn into a mean, unsavory dude on Sundays.
You love it.
Again, you don't want a choir boy in there mixing it up. Maybe we can get our hands on Tavondre Sweat. That would be awesome. All right, coming back on the other side. The Bulldog beat. We don't want to forget about the Bulldog beat. Yeah, we don't want to forget about the Bulldog beat. And we'll do that on the other side. You got the Blue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Got the Buck Blue Show here on The Fan, and all season when the Braves hit a home run, you'll score an instant round-tripper discount on a set of Goodyear Cooper tires the next day only at Tire Discounters. Plus, you'll get a free alignment and free oil change with your tire purchase. Learn more at TireDiscounters.com/Braves. Let's get to the Bulldog beat.
The Fan's got a Georgia Bulldogs national champion on the beat.
25-20, far sideline, 15-10-5. Get in there!
Is the Bulldog Beat with Buck Ballou, presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union and attorney Ken Nugent.
All right, got G-Day coming up on Saturday, 1 o'clock sharp. Don't be late. And you'll be able to see this Bulldog offense, man. These quarterbacks, Carson Beck, having a tremendous spring, throwing that thing all around the field. And Gunnar Stockton, looking good, too. You're going to see those guys throw into a lot of quality weapons at that wide receiver position and the tight end spot. And I am looking forward to seeing that. A couple of guys making some noise. One of them being one of those receivers. They just had their second scrimmage. And Arian Smith, I know a lot of you were criticizing Arian Smith last season. Where's Arian Smith? How come Arian Smith's not doing anything? He's disappeared. Arian Smith is sorry. Count him out. Not so much. Arian Smith has been making some noise. He scored touchdowns in both of the scrimmages they've had thus far. And Kirby's even bragging on him. Now, you know, if Kirby's bragging on you and you're a player, you're doing a lot right.
Thank you, Buck.
Arian Smith has taken a big step forward, totally has developed this spring into a legitimate wide receiver weapon. Might be the fastest guy in the SEC. And then on the defensive side, Bulldogs are looking for an interior defensive lineman to take that torch and run with it. Man, we've been blessed under Kirby with some outstanding defensive tackles. Guys that are tough to handle in there. And it looks like Kristen Miller has come on strong. And he could be the next, I believe that over in Athens they call it train wrecker in the middle of the defensive line. A rugged 300-plus pounds, year number three he's coming into. Kids from Cedar Grove High School, great news that Kristen Miller has had an outstanding spring. So looking forward to seeing those guys over in Athens coming up on Saturday. I'm going to be there checking it out. I don't know about you. Can't afford to miss that one. And also want to give you the heads up, too. We got the 2024 Taste of Atlanta Wing Fest coming up here in just a few days in Midtown. They're going to have the top wing restaurants in Atlanta, along with beer, wine, and craft cocktail tastings. And so your tickets right now, you can get those at AtlantaWingFest.com, April the 18th at the Towers at Uptown Atlanta in Buckhead. Get out there and have some fun and check that out. You're going to love it. We'll give away a pair of tickets right now. 404-231-1680. The number. Road Dog's going to get somebody hooked up. Two tickets to the Taste of Atlanta Wing Fest. If you love wings, call 404-231-1680, and Road Dog's going to help you out. Wanted to bring the biggest story in basketball, college basketball, up before the end of the show, and it has nothing to do with that national championship game. Look, we're in the Deep South, and I don't believe there's many people down here in the Deep South that give a rat's butt about UConn and Purdue. But they care about Kentucky basketball, and there's a big-time coaching search going on with Coach Cal heading over to Arkansas. Some names that have already been crossed off the list by Mitch Barnhart, the athletic director at Kentucky. UConn's Dan Hurley, he's out. He's going to stay at UConn, and I don't blame him. I'd be staying there, too, if I was Dan Hurley. Then Alabama head coach Nate Oates is off the list. He's staying loyal to the Tide. How about that? Did you ever think you would see the Alabama basketball coach turn down the opportunity to interview for the Kentucky job? Because I did not. Jay Wright, he's 62 years old now, and it looks like he really loves being on TV as a college basketball analyst. I don't think he's interested either. And I've also crossed off Billy Donovan, who has passed on the Kentucky job, talking about being the head coach of Kentucky multiple times. I don't think he's coming back. So I look at the Kentucky job right now, and I think the number one candidate is Baylor head coach Scott Drew. Have you heard this, that in life when you're looking for something, it's all about contacts. Contacts mean everything when you're looking for a job. Well, Scott Drew has a long relationship with the athletic director at Kentucky. Connect the dots! And Scott Drew has done an awesome job at Baylor. So I'd keep an eye on him. Let's get to the final word.
Time for the final word. Brought to you by Howard Brothers, keeping Georgia green since 1955.
And a very special day at the Ballou household. I would like to wish my youngest son, Rhett Ballou, a happy 17th birthday.
Hey, happy birthday, Rhett.
Rhett, happy birthday, son. We love you. You keep us on our toes. We love that. We're very proud of you. And I know he's probably not listening. He's in school right now, or at least he better be.
Tapping in the app.
He better be.
Real quiet.
Happy birthday, Rhett. That's going to do it for the Buck Ballou Show. I believe I'll be back tomorrow. Hope you'll join me then, 10 to 11 here on The Fan.
Thank you, Buck.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps a $5 minimum balance required.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.